Hi, I'm Paulina.
Hi, I'm Bricia.
And we're sisters, friends, daughters, wives, and business owners.
And we're just following our dreams, you know, working to be a better version of ourselves every day. All right. And we're also moms.
Welcome to the Super Mama Sisterhood. Hello. Hola, Super Mamas. How are you guys? Welcome to the Super Mamas podcast, your favorite podcast with your favorite host, Paulina Lopez. And I'm actually solo today, but my other co-host is my sister, Bricia Lopez. How is everyone doing? I hope everyone is doing great. As some of you guys know, Bricia has been talking about this for a while, but she underwent a procedure this past weekend. So she is at home recovering. She's in a lot of pain right now. And of course, with anything that has to do with us, there's always some drama in there. I'm going to wait for her to tell you the story of how her procedure went and everything that happened after that. But thank God she is doing good. She's at home. She's recovering. Again, she is in a lot of pain, but it was expected. So sending Bricia, please help me send her a lot of good vibes and prayers so that she can recover soon and that she can be here with us. How was the weekend? I can't believe we are in May. It's been I'm sure for everyone else, right? But I just feel like time is just going faster and faster and faster. What can we do to catch up with time? We can't. So I'm trying to enjoy as much as we can. I was sick a lot of last week as well. So I actually haven't even been able to visit Bricia because I was sick and I don't want to get her sick. So it's been this whole situation. I hope everybody's staying healthy because I don't know, man, this weather, these changes, masks are coming down. Some people are getting sick left and right. I didn't get COVID, but I did get like a really bad cough. The girls got a really bad cough. We were all like super sick for a while. Last week, honestly, was like a shit week. Not gonna lie, it was like a really, really tough week for me. But today I'm feeling energized again and I'm feeling like myself again, actually. So I'm happy for that. I hope everybody's also having a great time. I can't believe summer's around the corner. I was actually realizing yesterday there's only six weeks left in the school year for us. How crazy is that? What are you guys doing for the summer? What are your plans? Share with us. What are you guys up to? Mother's Day is coming up as well. What? Like, I can't even believe it. Can't even believe we're already in May. Like, it's June's around the corner. Summer's here, basically. Summer's here. There's so many things that I want to do. I started this little, I talked about this on the show a little while ago. I'm doing this little makeover in my backyard. I actually, this whole situation. But we started. Things are going along good. Of course, with everything that starts small, it never stays small with us, right? We're just like, oh, I'm going to add one more thing and another thing and another thing. So now it's this whole project that we have going. I'm really excited. We'll see how it goes. You know, my husband and I have been, you know, dealing with it. We have our different opinions on looks and things, and we're working through it. And I think at the end, it's going to be great. I am keeping summer in mind and I am excited. I'm thinking, you know, I want to have the kids here playing. I want to do play dates. I want to do many things. So that's where I'm at. That's where my spare free, I'm not going to say my spare time because I have barely any spare time, but any quiet moment that I have, any down moment, you know, minutes that I have, time that I have, I'm actually concentrating on Pinterest boards and furniture and looks and plants. And it's actually been really relaxing. Yesterday, I painted a wall in my backyard and it was the most relaxing thing ever. So I think this is my little outlet for relaxation and I'm really enjoying the process. Is that crazy? Is that weird? I hope it's not too weird. Anyway, so that's where we're at. Patricia's in, you know, in bed. And I'm getting out of bed after a whole week. I was in bed for like 2 days last week. Half a day, because I had to go to work. And I had to push through. I think I still sound a little bit raspy in my throat. But I had to push through. And it was a really, really challenging week. I had a lot of mental battles because I felt that I had to show up every time, even though I was feeling really, really sick. And everybody kept telling me, you got to take care of your body if you want to take care of everybody else. And I was like, yeah, but right now people need to be taken care of. And I, you know, it was a battle in my mind. Thankfully, I am feeling much better and I can make better decisions. And I think this week is already looking way, way better for me. Well, enough about me. I just wanted to give you guys a short intro about where we're at, what we're doing, and why I'm by myself. But I just realized, I thought, oh, it's going to be a really quick intro. And then I'm like, I talk a lot. So anyway, let's move on to the show. This week, we have the fabulous Adrian Borlongen, who is the creative partner and co-founder of Wanderlust Creamery. Yum! The granddaughter of a flavor chemist from Magnolia Ice Cream, Adrian developed her palate and understanding of flavor theory while working as a mixologist, crafting multiple cocktail programs for SBE Hospitality. Adrian has a unique passion to globalize palates through unique yet familiar ice cream flavors. She is a mama to 3 babies, all under the age of 3. Wow. She and her husband own and operate Wanderlust Creamery's 6 locations and a weekly pop-up at Smorgasburg in Los Angeles, California. I love that episode because, well, first of all, she has 3 kids under 3. That's it. She does. And she still is a boss lady. She has 6 ice cream shops. She creates all of these flavors on her kitchen. And I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I'm busy and then I talk to this amazing woman and I am like, I need to do more. So I just hope she inspires you whenever you feel overwhelmed and you feel like you cannot do more. I think like sometimes we underestimate ourselves. I think we can do more. And, you know, hence we sometimes need a break. We do need breaks. But I think that as long as we enjoy what we do, as long as we enjoy whatever we're doing, we can do anything we want. So without further ado, here is your episode with Adrian Borlongen from Wanderlust Creamery. Hi, welcome to the show, Adrian. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on. Thanks for
the wonderful, delicious ice cream, that sticky rice ice cream. Wow.
Our favorite is the cherry blossom.
Oh, the sakura.
Oh my God. It is delicious. My kids, we are fans, huge, huge fans. But before we dive into the ice cream, please tell our listeners who you are, what you do, who you live with, what are you doing? Tell us all about yourself, Adrian.
My name is Adrian Borlongen. I'm the chef and founder of Wanderlust Creamery. It's a Los Angeles-based artisanal ice cream company. We just opened our 6th location this past weekend.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I'm a mom of 3 kids under 4.
Oh my God.
I'm envious of you. I actually am so envious because I messed up. Like I tell this to every new mom when they have kids. I'm like, I messed up. I should just popped out 3 to 4 kids back to back to back. Like I messed up. And if I would have done one thing all over again, that's what I would have done.
Really? You would have had them all together?
I mean, I think when I'm like 70, that's not even my biggest regret, not to have like 6 kids.
Oh, how many do you have?
2. And I'm 2. Done. But
you're done?
I missed like 2 in between.
Oh,
and sometimes I look at my kids together. Girls. Sometimes I look at my kids together, and I'm like, there should have been 2 more between you. Oh. What did I do? What wasn't I thinking?
How many? You know? How many years apart are they?
5.
Oh, I see.
Enough for 2.
But at least when you had the second one, the first one was old enough to help.
Oh yeah, I mean everything is great, but still, I think at least one in between. But anyway, it's not about me. Continue talking about you.
Yeah, so that's my life. Just, you know, juggling three, toddlers and, you know, managing six stores.
How are you even doing that? Like, that's the part that I want to wrap my head around that. Like, how are you?
Honestly.
Managing everything at the same time.
Honestly, I don't know. I feel like I don't do one thing perfectly. And I feel like, you know, everything me and my baby daddy or life partner, whatever, we're not married.
Or whatever.
In between all of this. But we're really spread thin. And I feel like everyone and every little thing in our life gets like maybe 75% of us. But
well, let me just tell you, girl, you're doing an amazing job.
Amazing.
And I think number one thing is we don't give ourselves enough credit for what we do. And we're constantly comparing and constantly striving to be more than we currently are. But sometimes you have to sit with yourself and think, I have four children and six stores.
Yeah.
And I make really bomb ice cream. Like, I'm doing pretty great. You know what I mean? I think you're doing amazing. I would love to know the story of how everything started and when you decided to make ice cream for a living.
Yeah. So I've always wanted to do something in food. I always knew that ever since I was a little kid. My mom would go to, like, on the weekend, we'd go to yard sales. You know, my mom would be shopping for like used clothes for me, and my sister would be rummaging through the toy section, and I would be looking at their cookbooks. And I already knew, like, when I was really young, like, I have an obsession with food. But my parents are Filipino, and growing up, they're like, no, you're going to be a nurse. And that's that. And so, you know, I actually went to, I was about to get into nursing school. I had finished all the prerequisites to get into nursing school. And the day I was supposed to apply, I was like, I'm just going to tell my mom, I don't want to be a nurse. And I told her, and she's like, well, you better finish college. You better do something. And so I had spent the last 2 years taking all these nursing prerequisites. And I'm like, well, what else can I do with these classes? And one of the options was food science. And so I studied food science, and it's more for like food manufacturing or becoming a dietitian. I had no interest in doing any of that, but I was just like, I'll just get a degree just to appease my parents, not plan to do anything with it. And I had been working, you know, as a waitress and bartending while I was in college, finally graduated college, and I stayed a bartender because it's really good money. And at the time I graduated, I think it was like 2009, and, you know, the recession, there was no jobs. And I'm like, I'm just going to do this. I actually enjoy my work. I love the hospitality industry. And I just was a bartender for over 10 years, eventually worked for SBE, Nightlife.
But for those of you who don't live in LA, that's like a very big time nightclub.
Yeah.
Nightlife company. Didn't they even have a reality show?
Maybe.
I don't know. Anyway.
For a quick minute. And then I got into mixology. My bosses noticed, like, that I was making up my own cocktails. And they're like, hey, you want to design some cocktail menus for us? And I gradually got into that. I designed some cocktail programs for some of their nightclubs and hotels in Miami, Houston, here in LA. And in the meantime, I was also like becoming obsessed with ice cream out of nowhere. In 2014, I would be bartending at night, and during the day, I'd be like teaching myself how to make ice cream, buying textbooks on how to make ice cream. And I bought myself like this I was using like a Cuisinart. And then I'm like, you know what? I need to up my game. And so I started researching, and I bought myself this really expensive commercial gelato maker that like took up half of my kitchen. And I spent a lot of money on it. And everyone was like, damn, that's a lot of money to spend on a hobby. And just to kind of justify to myself and make myself feel better, I'm like, oh no, well, it's an investment. I'm going to start a business. But I really had no intention of doing that. And
back then,
I was just like, Yeah. I'm just going to tell people that so they don't look at me like I'm crazy for spending this money on like a hobby. And then that was like in November 2014. And my boyfriend, still the father of my children now at the time, he was like, well, yeah, let's start a business. Why don't we try to start a business? And his parents were like really pushing us to start a business because his mom also is like a big time foodie, went to culinary school, and she like, I don't know, she's just really into food. And she was like pushing us. And my boyfriend actually found an abandoned Cold Stones and it had been vacant for 8 years, had all the equipment in it. And the landlord didn't want any key money because they were just desperate to get anyone in. And so we just took it, and that's how Wanderlust started.
Wow. That's amazing. And how did you come up with the concept of like the Wanderlust? Because I know what I really love is like that you have flavors from all over the world, right? Mm-hmm. When we received the variety of ice cream, I was like, oh my God, like, I don't know which one to go with. You know, there's so many, you can go like the, you know, Asian route. You can go like, there's just so many different, like, how did you come up with that concept of like all over the world flavors?
Well, it wasn't really my concept. I was just making flavors that I wanted to make back before we even had a shop. I was like just making for family and friends, and a family friend came over for dinner, and I served her like, I don't know, four types of ice cream that I had just made. And she's like, what inspires these flavors? I've never heard of these flavors, because I was making like fig leaf and pistachio, or like burnt honey hojicha, which we have right now as a seasonal flavor. And I'm like, I don't know. I kind of just shrugged. I'm like, I don't know, my Wanderlust. And then she was like, you need to name it Wanderlust Creamery. You need to make it ice cream flavors inspired by travel. And I'm like, yeah, that's a good idea. And she like helped us with the branding and everything. She's actually really amazing. But that's how the concept of Wanderlust started. And originally, when we first opened, it was ice cream inspired by travel, like our travel experiences. Mm-hmm. But then it kind of evolved into this thing. Well, we're not just going to make it based on travel. We're going to make it based on people's like childhood memories. Mm-hmm. You know, I see a lot of dessert companies now. They're like, oh, they'll make like a birthday cake ice cream. And they'll be like, oh, it brings back childhood memories. Well, that's not my childhood memory. Like, I didn't grow up eating
confetti cake.
Yeah, confetti cake. I grew up eating this. Or I grew up. Yeah. And there's other people like, well, I grew up in LA and I didn't have any of that. I grew up eating X, Y, and Z. And so we decided it is Wanderlust, but it's also representative of underserved cultures, you know, underrepresented cultures in food.
I love it. I love what the concept. I love the flavors, because my kids, you know, kids sometimes can be a little picky, right? Mm-hmm. But when it comes to ice cream, and I didn't even tell them what it was. I was just try it. Let me see what you think. And then I would tell them, you know, what it was. And they were like, what? Like, that is so good. And it just opens their mind to also trying that kind of food. You know, I'm like, oh, well, you remember that ice cream that we had? Like, this is the food that goes with it. And then, oh, amazing. I love it. So I think I really, how long ago was that you opened the first creamery?
That was in 2015. So almost 7 years ago.
So you were not a mom then?
No, I was not a mom.
So tell me how you just, well, number one, how many people on your team? Because six stores in 7 years is huge and
yes,
really, really fast.
Yes.
Tell me the journey from, you know, day one with that Cold Stone that you turned into Wanderlust to where you are now. Because I know you also ship nationwide, and I hope all our moms shop your ice cream online. But how did that journey, how was that journey for you? And how did you weave that into then having four kids back to back to back?
It's you know, none of this was planned. You know, I just wanted one ice cream shop, and it was just myself and my partner, JP. And we had like a staff of like four people for all front of the house. He had a cousin that was a nurse, but then he hurt his back and he couldn't be a nurse anymore because he couldn't lift bodies. And so he was like, had free time. He was the only one that was able to help. And now he's like, almost like our third partner. He's like become an integral part of our team. He had no, just like us, no business experience. I was probably the only one with any food experience, but not none back of the house experience. My, all of my experience is front of the house. And he was helping me make ice cream. And so our little team of three has grown to probably, I would say, eight main people who run the business. And then after that, it's like we have 50 something employees front of the house. And it's crazy to think that it would grow into this. I honestly just wanted, at the time I had just turned 30 or 31, and I was like, well, I can't be a bartender forever, especially bartending in a nightclub. You know, everyone's like hot. And I'm like,
when you're pregnant,
what's that?
You don't want to shake cocktails when you were pregnant?
Oh, I wasn't pregnant yet, but when we first started this business, but you know, I was like, right. I was working with 22 year olds, and like, this isn't going to last any day now. I'm not going to, you know, last here. And so I was just thinking of something just to move on to. I didn't think that it would grow into six locations. But yeah, we were just, after opening our first location, we were offered a spot in Atwater Village, which was also an old Cold Stones. And then we took that, and almost every one of our locations, except for this most recent one, used to be a former ice cream shop or a former like coffee shop or juice shop. So I feel like that's how we were able to expand so quickly, because there was not much to do, just take over, slap on a sign and deliver the ice cream. Being a mom, I feel like actually helped us grow, because before I had my first child, I was always, my partner and myself, we were always working, like literally working ourselves into the ground. Like you couldn't physically pull me away from the kitchen. And there was a lot of things to be done. As you know, it's a lot to run a business. You can't do everything. And I wanted to do everything. I wanted my hands on everything. I didn't know how to delegate. I didn't want to delegate. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to hire anyone. And I surprised got pregnant. And I was like working myself into, even when I was pregnant, I was working up until the night before my water broke. I was in the kitchen mopping the floor at midnight. And having that, my first child, really taught us like, okay, you can't do it all yourself. You have to delegate. And because we were able to delegate, I feel like that's when we were able to grow.
That's really important to understand and to know, right? Because I think like when you start a business, or when you have a business, when you run a business, you feel that you have to have your hands on everything, or else things won't run the way that you have to. But one of the biggest lessons I have personally learned last year through the pandemic is empowering your team to feel that they don't have to, that they can do things on their own, make decisions on their own. And, you know, sometimes I tell them, you know, even if it's wrong, like I would much rather you take action than not take any action. And then we'll figure it out. But at least something happened and you're not waiting for me to make every decision. Because I think that's also like very daunting on you, right? Like they wait for you to walk through that door. And I remember like I would walk through the doors of the restaurant myself. I don't know if that happened to you. And then there's like all these people like asking a million questions. I'm like, I don't know. I don't have, I just walked in here, guys. Like, how about, you know, and then now it's just like less and less. And then we now have a meeting and then we discuss bigger things. I'm like, oh, this is so nice. It just feels so much nicer to like delegate.
Yeah.
But it's hard. It's hard to learn to let go of that control.
Yeah, exactly. But I feel like that was the biggest blessing. And then
having the truth.
Having a kid. And then when my kid wasn't even, I think my kid had just turned one, I found out I was pregnant with twins.
Oh my God. So you went from one to three real fast.
Yeah, real fast. Yeah.
And how did you do that? How did you do how did you like adapt in every change after each child? Because I mean, you keep growing both family and business.
Yeah. I honestly, it feels like at the time I can't even remember. I'm sure a lot of moms go through this. Like, how did I get through that first year? How did I get through that,
right.
those sleepless nights? And honestly, a lot of it is like blacked out from my mind. Maybe it was that hard, but we're really fortunate. My partner and myself, we're the only ones in our family that have kids. So the grandparents are like super happy to help, super eager, because it's their first grandkids, you know? So they're always down to help, always down to sleep over. I also do have a babysitter for maybe 20 hours a week. They're all in school now. They're all in preschool. So that really helps. But still, you know, there's only so much you can get done from the hours of 8 to 2.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. So walk us through like how does your day work today with 4 kids, 6 chores, and how many people on your team and how much help do you get? I think we interviewed a couple other women who are incredible, who also have a business, and they talked about help, right? How sometimes people can look at our Instagram or look at, you know, outside in thinking, oh my gosh, she does so much. And then there's so much pressure that goes into that one person, but they don't realize there's so many other people that are involved, right? Like, we're so open with all the help we get. So can you just like kind of walk us through so people understand, you know, what it takes.
Yeah. So my partner is very hands-on. We both wake up in the morning and he gets them dressed while I make them breakfast. And then we drop them off around 8:30 at preschool. And then we come back home and answer a bunch of emails. I have a complete back of the house team, and it's run by 2 chefs who oversee everything. Basically, I come up with the flavors and, you know, I come up with a recipe, and then I delegate that to them, and they take care of all the ordering, inventory, production side of the actual product. We have a logistics manager who takes care of all the inventory for all the stores. So he, after the production of ice cream, he's the one who takes inventory in our warehouse of all the flavors we have, all ice cream we have, and then delivers it out to every store. We also have 2 area managers who manage the entire front of the house staff for all the stores. I have my sister who runs our events and catering side, and she also runs the e-commerce side. So that's like a whole 2 different businesses on their own. Mm-hmm. I do have I like that. I feel like people need to really highlight how much help they have, because I feel like people just see the Instagram picture or read the one sentence and they're like, and then they feel so much lesser. It's straight up like a village of people running.
Now, do you have a warehouse where you make it and distribute it to all the stores? Is that the way it works?
So that the first location, that first Cold Stones we had, mm-hmm. that's where we make everything still.
Oh. It's so funny how that always, like, the first location is always the mothership location. Yeah. And then from there you figure it out, right?
Exactly. And then from there we deliver it to a nearby warehouse, and it's just like a giant fridge. I'm sorry, a giant freezer.
Freezer.
And then from there it gets shipped out or, you know, driven to every location on like maybe like a biweekly basis.
I heard you say that you're the one that comes up with the flavors.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So, and like, one of the things that I love about your shop is like every month you change flavors. Mm-hmm. You have something going on every month. And
I want to know what happened to that machine that you had in your apartment. Do you still have that machine, or is that machine still in your home? And that's where you kind of come up with the flavors.
Yeah, exactly. It's still in my home. It still works.
It was a great investment.
It was.
Great investment.
That's where we R&D. That's where I R&D certain flavors. Yeah. And it was a great, it like paid for itself, you know, 20 times over. So to all those people like, amazing. You what? You spent that on what? And
I mean, a lot of people are starting, you know, businesses from their house and stuff. And I love how you said like your husband's brother is working with you.
Cousin.
Cousin. And then your sister also worked with you.
Yes.
So, you know, I think like when it happens like that, when it's like a family business and you start from like your house and people start helping you, I think that's also like a great resource to find people that can help you. You know, I feel like a lot of people started business during the pandemic. They're like working out of their house, and, you know, sometimes they get discouraged and they're like, oh my God, when am I going to, how am I going to do this? But, you know, you grew over a period of, you know, years. It didn't happen overnight. And I think you you were really good at just, you know, creating opportunities of growth. So I think, you know, if you had some tips for the moms out there that are starting business from their houses, you know, that are like, I don't know if this is going to go anywhere. You know, you started just because you were enjoying it. You bought a machine that people thought, you know, what are you doing with your, you know, with your money? What are some tips that you could share with them when they're, you know, starting your business and making it grow?
I just say, make sure you have fun first. Obviously people need to make money, but you know, if it's going to give you a heart attack or aneurysm, you know, it's not worth it. No money's worth that. So I feel like just make sure it's something you could find longevity with. And then just make sure you're always having fun and remember why you're doing it. And, you know, you never, as far as like finding people to help you, you just never know. Like it could be, you know, that, like I said, my partner's cousin, he had no experience in this industry, no passion for food. He's not a foodie. He doesn't know anything about cooking, but he turned out to be a godsend, because I always say this, the best availability is availability. Or I'm sorry, the best ability is availability. And so, like, and that. He's just down. I feel like everyone we hire, we look for that. He's just like down to work, down, you know, ride or die. And like, it doesn't matter like what they know or their skill set, that can always be taught. You can't be taught grit. Yes. You can't be taught personality. You can't be taught, you know, just like dedication and loyalty. That's just something that's inherent in people. And I feel like having him has changed like how we hire and how we look at who gets added to our team. It's not necessarily your skills, your experience, because you know you'll eventually learn.
You'll learn. Correct.
It's the other intangible things that is just inherent in people.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for your time, Adrian. We really appreciate you. I know you're really busy, so we want to be mindful of your time. Can you please let the Super Mamas know where to find you, how to find you, where to buy your ice cream, and how can they, where can they buy your ice cream?
Oh, yeah. So we have 6 locations in LA. We have one in Tarzana, one in Atwater Village, Pasadena, Venice, one right across the street from the Grove. And then we just opened one this past weekend on Sawtelle Boulevard in Japantown. And then we also ship nationwide on our website.
Thank you so much, Adrian. We're going to take a break and come back with the Super Mama pick or tip of the week. And we're back with the Super Mama pick or tip of the week.
I want ice cream.
I do love her ice cream. Her ice cream is bomb, and I cannot even imagine 4 children, 6 doors. I can even handle 2 kids and a few businesses.
My life.
I know. Dang, I wish I could have had one in between, another baby.
I know. Is it too late for you?
100%.
Nah, you're still early.
I don't know, girl. Time. Okay, let's go back. Let's go see. What is your pick this week, Paulina?
My pick is going to be, give me 1 second while I look at my.
Oh my God, Paulina. I can't believe you're not prepared for this segment.
Oh my God, are you? Wait, what is your pick?
I am so no, I'm going to wait for you. I'm going to make sure everyone knows how unprepared you are when we come to work. Just so everybody knows.
Okay, my pick is going to be Bricia's paleta recipe. We have actually
you made it?
Yes, and we have it on the Super Mama's website. We will actually link it on the show notes. We have shared this recipe before, but your paleta recipes are amazing.
I'm gonna
give a shout out to my sister Bricia.
What can I say? I'm a top chef.
You are a top chef, sister. So I will say, please try them. We will link them on the show notes. It's getting hot. It's getting hot in here.
Wow. Anybody ever thought we were old? Wondered how old we are when you just outed us. My pick is actually going to be a cookbook. It is called Five Marys Ranch Raised. I think I talked about Mary, who I hope we have in the show soon.
Can't wait to have her.
I met her when we went to the Traeger, party summit. And she told me about her cookbook. She has she has 1,100 reviews on Amazon, 5 stars, which is baller. We're almost there. So I ordered it. I got it and I read through it Friday night. And I'm going to tell you, it's one of the most beautiful books I've seen in a long time. It inspired me in so many different ways. And now I want a ranch.
I want a ranch now.
I want Selena. Too. I want to have chickens and goats and cows.
I want a big farm. Unos 5 acres por ahí, which is that's it.
She has 100 and something acres. It's crazy. Or maybe 8,000. I don't know. I forgot. But
that's crazy.
Yeah. No, I want 20 acres. I want a little farm. And I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful cookbook. I can't believe it's $15 on Amazon. It's really, really pretty. So I'm prepared, Alina.
Wow. Look at you, Bricia, being prepared and stuff. Well, you, esta vez sí me ganaste, hermana. Esta vez sí me ganaste. But, I'm telling you, those paletas.
Thank you.
And they're easy to make. And you can actually make them with the kids. So
which paleta recipe are you talking about? A ver.
The paletas that you have.
Wow. Yeah, ves? Can we just bookmark this somewhere where people actually realize how mean you are to me? And I know people say I'm the mean sister. I'm the mean sister.
What?
People
know the truth. You can't lie to people.
They do.
You know what I mean?
I'm way too open on the show. All right. Well, that's it. That's the show.
That is the show, guys. Especially what?
Nothing.
Yeah. Keep complaining. What is it?
Okay. Ya ves? Wow. Gaslighting me. I don't even know what gaslight means, by the way. People always talking about, people are always saying, she's gaslighting me. He's gaslighting her. And I'm like, what does that even mean? I just sort of go along with it. You're just gaslighting me. I don't even know what that means. I was just talking to Ceci and I was like, what does that even mean? I feel like people use that word. And I'm like, what is gaslighting? Do you know what
when
that means?
People say, for example, I punch you in the face and then I make you feel no, seriously. When I make you feel horrible, oh my God, Brisa, you look what's going on with your hair? Oh, but I love you so much. And you're like, wait a minute, I don't understand. You really attacked me, but now you're being nice to me. It started with
I'm trying to figure out because how did Matthew McConaughey gaslight Jennifer Lopez in The Wedding Planner? Because that's one of the first times it started, I heard that.
I forgot what part of the movie that conversation came up on.
Oh, and I was like, but I don't understand. Is it when you tell someone how you're supposed to feel?
People use it more on relationships.
Is it passive aggression?
Passive aggression, on relationships, when the guy is being super mean to the girlfriend or he beats her up or the wife, a husband beats up a wife. And they're like, es que te pego porque te quiero. Para que aprendas.
Oh.
Yes, kind of like that.
Oh, that's gaslighting.
Yes, that's gaslighting.
But where does it come from? That's gaslighting.
That's gaslighting. When they're like, oh, es que yo lo hago por tu bien. I do it because I love you so much. And you're like, okay, pégame, pero no me dejes. Those kind of things.
Oh, that's horrible.
That is horrible. That's why I was like, I don't understand. I don't remember what part of the movie gaslighting came up on. I don't remember.
Well, I learned something new today because I hear it all the time. I'm like, I don't know what that.
Yeah, gaslighting is I'm doing something really bad for you, but I'm going to say that I love you and I do it for love. They're like, it's not really love.
Oh, then people probably think I gaslight you.
I mean, what am I going to say? Te puedo decir. La verdad está allá afuera.
But in reality, but in reality, it's the other way around.
La verdad está allá afuera.
I play the role, but in the household, in real life. I'm always the victim. Is this what gaslighting is?
That is. That's
did
like,
I just do it?
You're gaslighting
got
me.
It. Got it.
You're like, it's because I love you, Paulina. You know, kind of like that.
I'm not saying I love you.
And then it's not gaslighting. I don't know.
Oh, that's hilarious. All right. Well, that's it.
That's our
it.
Show. Okay, ladies. Bye.
Bye. Hey, sisters. Thank you so much for listening. Hope all of you guys are subscribed to our newsletter. If you're not, make sure you hit that subscribe button on supermamas.com. We will be sending out invites to upcoming events, promos, and super cool surprises your way. And of course, you can always keep up with us through the gram at @_supermamas and on Twitter, also @_supermamas and in the face @supermamaspodcast.
Oh, one more thing. We want to hear your super mama moment of the week to share with all of you sisters. Call into our hotline 424-329-3707 and leave us a message or simply email us a voice note to hello@supermamas.com. Very soon, we could be featuring you on the show. Please remember to leave your name and Instagram handle for a chance to be featured.
Much love. And
see you next week, Super Mamas!